Matthew 6:14, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." We know trespassing is going on someone else's property. It's stepping on someone else's shoes. It's frustrating someone, maybe hurting or harming them. Maybe it's the smallest little sly remark. Maybe it's an act of betrayal. But big or small, Jesus challenges us in Matthew 6. You gotta forgive. Forgiveness isn't a suggestion. It's a command from our Heavenly Father. But the beautiful truth is, as we extend forgiveness to others, we open the floodgates of God's forgiveness in our own lives. Could it be that there's areas in your life that remain broken because you have not forgiven someone? Oh, I know this is challenging, because although I don't know the specific situation or struggle or what the trespass was against you with that person that you're thinking about right now, I know God is asking you, and He has graced you, to let it go and to forgive them. Sometimes forgiveness is not writing them a letter or talking to them face to face. You might actually have to forgive someone who's not even alive anymore that hurt you in yesterday. But the choice is ours to make. If we want forgiveness to flow to us, we have to forgive others. Forgiveness isn't easy. It requires humility and grace, and sometimes it feels like a sacrifice. But every time I walk in humility, and every time I extend grace, and every time I sacrifice, I'm not worse off. I'm always better off. Because when I act like that, I'm operating and acting like Jesus. So we choose to release others from their debts, their wrongs against us. And when we do that, we mirror the extravagant forgiveness of God that He has shown every single one of us. And as we forgive, we're not just doing it for the other person. We're actually doing it for ourselves. Forgiveness can set you free from chains of bitterness, resentment, and anger. Hurt and harm in your heart can be set free when you let it go, when you give it to God. We release a burden that we've been carrying around our hearts and in our minds of unforgiveness, and it literally sets us free on the inside. So let's hold to this divine principle that Jesus says, as we forgive, we receive forgiveness. So let's be people that extend grace today. Release people from their debts. Maybe you need to let go of some small things. Maybe even today you can have the opportunity to let something go that you would have been bitter about or frustrated or just made you angry. Or maybe it's a big thing in your heart. Big or small, let's be people of forgiveness so we can be the people that receive forgiveness. Let me lead you in a prayer. Dear God, I thank you that I am forgiven. The who the Son sets free is free indeed. And as I've received your forgiveness, I choose to forgive. Surely I have trespassed against you, probably every day of my life, and yet your grace and mercy was new this morning. In the same way, today I choose to give forgiveness to people. Big or small, I'm choosing to let it go and to trust you with the outcome. And as I forgive, I receive more forgiveness and more grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew 6:14. "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you."